Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to the Goons Podcast, number 70.
We didn't make any 69 jokes last time.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it was a number. Sorry. We'll make up for it on this time.
Yeah, we can celebrate it this time.
Well, wait, is it actually number 70 now because we have one removed podcast, or is it 69 now?
Let's make it 69 number two.
69 and a half.
Not number 70.
I want a 69, a big, hairy, fat fucking man.
What's with you and fucking men right now?
Yeah,
especially
like
fat men.
Yeah, that's like the third comment. About
what's with you and fucking men right now?
Well, you did say you wanted to suck a hairy man tit before we started.
No, I didn't.
You're just going through a phase?
I wish I was on that man tit phase.
Oh my god, this podcast is not going to get monetized.
We got to be sexual, 69, brother.
But we're on 70.
Yeah, around 70.
Not in my heart.
Not in his ass.
I think it's in his ass.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the elephant in the room?
McNasty.
What's going on in the world today? Can we just bring up the elephant in the room already? The problem with today's world, everything going on, all the bad shit.
What are you about to do?
There's not enough people using code Goons for G-subs, guys. That's the problem going on in the world right now.
Yeah. The one and only problem happening in this current timeline is that nothing else notable is happening in the world. Absolutely.
There's one other thing, I think.
What's that?
What is it?
Code Yummy isn't being used enough either.
Oh, shut up.
I don't even know what that is, actually.
No, that's...
I heard that all the profits from that code were going to some...
Okay, anyway. Gonna cut that off.
Anyways, little shit mattress guy isn't here today, if you didn't notice.
Little shit mattress guy.
All he's known for.
He has
done
nothing.
The only thing he's ever brought to the table.
The only thing he's known for in the public.
No other notable things he's done in his life. He's just got a shitty mattress.
The only content he's ever brought to the internet.
Little shit mattress, dude.
It's a little turdy mattress. What do you think?
I think I missed out on some Goons lore, Blarg, because we have... I don't even know if we've been on a podcast together. And I know that we haven't been recording
that
much.
That's because we have beef.
Exactly. I have seen a ridiculous amount of comments about us hating each other, so...
Really?
I thought that was true because I read it in the comment section.
Yeah, no, so did I actually. I thought I hated Yummy because I read it in the comment section.
I feel like it's always you because every single time we don't like, I feel like you're the one that missed. Like, I'm not trying to say like you miss every podcast or anything because obviously that's me, but I'm saying like usually the ones where we're missing a member.
You're growing as a person, McNasty. That's good.
Usually the ones where we're like missing a person, it's usually you because you have something to do.
Yeah, usually. I always have a lot of bullshit going on, so Yummy's been stepping in, Oompa stepped in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like
so
I'm
that's the thing, is
the
usually
most.
Like that's why the face usually goes over you, because you're the one that usually has a busy things to do. I think this is the first time
Well, we're all busy. We just all make time to be here.
Yeah. Unless it's just absolutely how many podcasts
are
you doing?
Yeah, I mean if it's like 6 days late, I ain't taking a day off of other bullshit to come here, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, the do is actually, I think the last one he missed was the Raccoon Eggs podcast, when people thought that...
Have I missed one?
No, Soup, I don't think you've missed one.
No.
Hell yeah, perfect attendance, baby.
Let's go.
I think I missed one, right?
Just like back in my mother's womb. Always had perfect attendance.
Well, McNasty hasn't technically speaking missed one, but also technically speaking, he's missed probably 63 out of the 70s.
I don't know. I've been pretty good for the past, like, 20, I think.
You've been okay. Usually, the problem is you set the alarm for when the podcast starts. So at this point, I've started now planning my day around the fact that I'm not starting at 4 when we planned. I'm going to be starting at 5.
It's good to, like, just go ahead and give yourself, like, a 5-hour just cushion. And just not have anything planned.
I can't do anything for the next 24 hours. I have the podcast.
There might be a podcast Wednesday, Thursday, sometime in there. So we'll just clear my schedule for the year, actually.
I'll just go ahead and sit at home and marinate in my chair for the next few
days.
There
were so many times, like, what, 2 summers ago, where me and Blarg would just sit and talk for, like, an hour and a half. Like, well,
make your own podcast.
Are we going to, like, fuck off now? Like,
yeah.
Are we going to go do anything else with our lives?
So depressing.
Yeah, we'd sit in there and it's like when you show up to school and they haven't called a substitute, so the kids are just kind of sitting in there not knowing if they can leave or not yet. That was 15 minutes.
You're legally allowed to leave. Yeah.
McNasty's 15 minutes late. We can legally leave.
Yeah. I mean, you've gotten a little better, though, as a productive member of society and not just a fucking turd stain.
The latest I am now is maybe like 20, 30 minutes rather than 8 hours late.
Which is doable.
Just wake up at like 5 a.m. like, oh, shit, sorry, guys.
I didn't know it was Wednesday, even though we've done Wednesday every day for the last fucking 100 years.
You know, I wasn't as mad at you back then either, and I was partying a whole lot fucking more.
Yeah.
Now Soup's an adult.
I've lost it on McNasty a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, we've definitely had a little bit of tension here and there. I remember I actually
wouldn't call it tension, because it's not like I'm like fuck McNasty as a human being. It was always just like this is the laziest motherfucker I've ever met, and I want to kill him.
Oh, I'm incredibly lazy. I have so many.
It wasn't like a fuck this human being. Because if I didn't like you as a person, there's no shot I'd be on this podcast.
Yeah,
so,
for
I don't want to call it like tension.
I actually, on my last Box Talks episode, I talked about that because somebody asked us, like, have we ever, like, fought or had problems within the thing?
Oh, absolutely.
I like, fully admitted. I was like, you know, I feel like every single problem we've ever had has been my fault.
You know what? That's character growth, though.
Anytime we've ever gotten, like, a heated argument, it's pretty much just been me.
Well, it's very adult of you to admit that.
No, that is super good. That's what I'm saying, though. There is genuine character growth from McNasty.
The thing is, when those times were happening,
like an amoeba.
Okay,
you're like a parasite.
I don't know about all that.
Okay, other things grow.
You're like a horsefly.
Like a dog with no teeth.
Okay, I'm gonna get to the serious part of this. Back then, when we were having those problems, I wasn't realizing that it was my problem, though. Like, I was trying to make you guys feel sorry for me for some fucking reason.
Oh, we didn't.
Like, you have to stop beating your dick now.
It's like, why the fuck would you do that?
If you stop beating your dick 3 times a day, you'll get that confidence, and you'll just not care about your friends caring about you. And you'll.
I haven't beat off in like 2 days.
And that's why you're on time to the podcast today.
I really didn't need that information put into my.
Why was I late? Because I slept.
I'm writing this down.
You act like I have a track record of like beating off and missing the podcast because of my excessive beating off or something.
That would be a big problem. I'd have to send you to therapy.
I actually wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, I would need therapy at that point. Like,
no,
if I was
we'd have to be using the goons budget to send
because that's like
therapy.
Putting off like responsibilities for an addiction, pretty much.
Yeah.
No, not pretty much.
Don't we
literally
do that all the time?
No.
What's your addiction?
Gaming with my friends.
I don't like the accent you use for that. Is that an accent? Is having a lisp an accent?
I don't know if that was a lisp.
A speech impediment, not a lisp.
Yeah. I don't.
It's my gender.
Are you playing a guitar
right now?
I'm playing a uke.
My cousin used to have that speech impediment when he was younger. Cousin I live with now.
Did you like hit him on the head and fix it?
He used to replace like R's with W's, I think.
Was that the one that was like eating frogs out of a bucket or something?
What? No.
Did I miss that McNasty lore? He had a cousin that ate frogs out of a bucket?
It wasn't eating frogs. That was my other cousin that I used to live with, and he...
Why do you have so many weird cousins?
Why do you live with so many of your cousins?
Because I don't have any friends.
That's okay.
You got a sad life.
I don't go out or do anything, and all my friends from high school just moved out of the state, so I've been kind of fucked for the past 10 years.
I'm stuck with frog eaters. No friends. Frog eaters. Just frog guys.
Yeah.
Do any of them, like, live anywhere near you, or are they all just fucked off?
There's one, but he started acting weird once I started getting fame from YouTube. Like, he was constantly in my DMs and stuff.
Dude, that's so weird.
And then once I told him that I wasn't really like interested in promoting him or his girlfriend's makeup page, he just like ghosted me.
Oh no.
That's like, anytime I try to talk to him, I'd be like, hey, how are you going, man? And it's just, he would just like read my shit and just not even reply. And then I just blocked him.
Yikes.
That's so fucking
that's tough.
I don't understand why people do that. Like, what could my gaming channel possibly have any value for you?
I know. Like, and why would I do that? Like, what? Like, have you ever gone to a gaming channel and they're like, hey, go check out my friend from high school's girlfriend's makeup Instagram? Like,
they're just going to go and call her slurs in her comments. They don't
yeah,
want
for real.
Them.
Yeah, she's black too. So,
like, oh, no.
That's even the extra.
Sending McNasty audience is sending a clan on her.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. I know that I shouldn't really think of it this way, but it's like, dude, I'd worked pretty hard to like build up an audience for myself, and I'd put a lot of time and effort into a lot of my videos when I was just getting no return, and it's just kind of, I feel like it's a little disrespectful.
Yeah,
it is
in a way.
Yeah,
like, devalues what you did, and they're like,
yeah,
I want that for free.
It's entitlement. It's garbage.
Yeah.
It's just horrible people.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess that might be kind of a bad way to look at it because our jobs are pretty fucking easy, but
I don't think it is, man.
The groundwork to get to where you are to make it easy is not easy.
Yeah, that's
like,
the thing.
You just want a handout.
It's easy now because you've done the work to make it easy and you can, you know, afford editors and all that shit.
That's not like it was easy, really.
Yeah, it's not like it was easy back in the day. Yeah, exactly. Like any some point being a CEO of Walmart was hard. Now it's fucking easy mode. Like it's any major business where you can afford to have people, it's going to be difficult before it gets easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like that shit, especially because like when I started my channel, Smitty was already extremely well established. And lore, for those that don't know it, Smitty and I have been friends for probably like 15 years now. So like he was pretty well established and like we went to high school together and shit. And I literally refused to record with him until I was at least established and had my own friend groups and shit. Cause I felt like it was just so like lame and dick ridey to just be known as like this guy's friend. And like, I would never had my own audience. I would have just had Smitty's audience.
Now you're pretty much that on Smitty Plus right now.
Yeah. But the thing is I have my own audience too, right? I've established my brand with you guys and I've established my brand as a, you know, solo content as well and other shit. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just better too. Getting like a shout out, you're gonna get subs, which looks cool, but then your views are gonna be fucking dog shit. I mean,
you gotta maintain.
Well, it depends. Yeah. I mean, look at Jacksepticeye. He was a shout out, but his content was so good that people stayed.
Yeah, but he's kind of a, I don't know. He's like out there. There's so many where it's like one person in their group becomes extremely popular, and everyone else will get like a fuck ton of subs because they hang out with this one popular YouTuber. But then their views are like 50K, but they got 3 million subs. And it's just like, yeah, that's what happens when you get basically shoutouts.
Well,
you're going to get subs, but you're not going to get a fan base, right? You're not going to have your own fans. You're going to have this person's fans.
It is if you use it right. That's what I'm saying. A lot of people, like some people will get shoutouts and just not, you know, they have terrible content. Nobody wants to watch. So they go watch that one time when they get the shoutout and they're like, yeah, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And they don't stick
around.
Yeah,
that makes sense too.
But you have to like, yeah, I'm sure if PewDiePie shouted one of us out, it'd do really well because our content's actually good and not, you know, we're not making like.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, I don't know. We're pretty
dog
shit.
I don't know about all
that. Did I have a rolling R?
I don't think I heard it, but.
I didn't hear it.
Actually, I don't know if there's an R in that entire sentence. I don't know about all that.
You need some Ricola, boy. You need some Ricola.
Ricola? Is that retarded cola? Retard Coca-Cola.
Really strong can of Coke.
I don't want to laugh at that. Yeah.
It's made out of hardened steel.
You can't get it open.
And there's no cap. If you just bite it open. Only the Rees can open it.
Don't call them Rees.
It's like a reply email.
McNasty, how's the band going?
Hold on.
What are you bringing him in the call,
man?
Hold on, guys,
come on,
you can come out.
And here's our first song.
Got to get him out from under my desk.
Here's our live debut on the Goons Podcast.
How long was that?
Was that y'all's first song? Are we getting the live
debut? That was four and a half straight seconds.
Yeah, what's that called?
Four and a half straight seconds of burp
right
there.
3/16 time signature? What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. No, slugging some squirt.
I'm sorry, what?
That's like my new favorite soda, squirt. It's really good.
I think that's a grandma drink, actually.
And yeah, that's what I thought for the longest time. Because I haven't had it ever since I was a little kid. And I remember having a little kid, and I was like, oh, why would I drink this? Like, I drink Sprite or something.
Why would you drink
a little kid?
And then I...
Squirt.
And I drink it now, and it's good. I like it. It's like a... It's less intense than, like, lemon-lime soda, you know? But it still has that, like, citrusy... It has a lot of carbonation in it, too. Clearly, by the 4.5-second verb.
Huh. Maybe I shouldn't have just typed in squirt on Google.
Yeah, no. Squirt soda. Yeah.
Yeah. I typed in squirt and I just see fine, hot, local, gay men.
Let's right. go!
Why gay?
That's men exactly don't squirt. What I'd want to find if I Googled that.
Okay, let me just search squirt soda.
That doesn't make any sense because men don't squirt. Why would gay men pop up?
I don't know.
Google dumb. Google dumb. Google
Come
dumb.
Come on, Google. Google needs to get their fucking mind out of the gutter.
I don't know my gay man lore. We need our resident expert.
I guess
on
you
this.
Can squirt cum. Remember Pecker?
Squirt cum.
Dude, squirt soda has
if
a
it's
throw
like your
blanket.
Third cum of the day.
It has a what?
I'm gonna get you this for your bed, McNasty. Look.
Oh my god.
What is it?
That's Redbubble.
Bed.
You can it's upload anything to Redbubble.
It's not even a soda. It's like a salt and pepper shaker thing.
My conservative frog thing is uploaded to Redbubble. You can just put any design on there and just make stuff.
Shut up.
Yeah, didn't ask.
You did.
It's a cool blanket.
It's not. You don't need to lie to him, Yummy.
It's like a Cuphead blanket.
It's a cool
squirt blanket.
Yeah, kind of
has a Cuphead-like design, huh?
That blanket's got squirt all over it.
Ow! You okay, buddy? Uh-huh. What was that?
Just had to let that one out. How's the band doing, McNasty?
Oh, so we're pretty much all the way there. We just have
You guys are pretty. You're very pretty.
Pretty much all the way there. The song.
The song to end all songs.
Do you guys have like a?
Well, I just so I
release
I have
date
a
mind for your song, or are you just doing it when it's done?
What?
For your song, because you're not doing an album right away, right? You're just doing a song.
No,
song,
we're
right?
just gonna do a single first, yeah, and then drop
yeah.
that, and then
yeah. That's what I was asking. Do you guys have a release date, or are you just gonna do like upload it? When
no,
it's
we don't. It's not. It's not. So basically, what's been happening is me and Andrew from Bro Job have been working on a song together. We have a vocalist and we have a drummer, but they haven't really done anything yet because they're going to do the stuff after we're pretty much done with the song. Like, the drummer's going to go over and do his version of our drums and then do, like, fills and, you know, make it sound more...
Like,
you know,
them,
he's,
yeah.
He's fucking crazy. Well, I mean, we're just doing drums. We're just doing the part, but everything's kind of, like, plain and repetitive, but he's going to go in and, you know...
Yeah, just to, like, get the idea down.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then our vocalist... we haven't really written any lyrics yet for the song. We're just kind of working on, like, the track.
It takes, like, 20 minutes to write lyrics.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is you don't really have to, like... I mean, there's a theme to the song, but, yeah, you don't really have to put a whole lot of... You don't even have to rhyme.
You literally can just... As long as it has somewhat flow to it, you can kind of just say whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Bite into a baby like an Arby's sandwich could be a bar, and it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
That goes cool. hard. Write that down. Yeah. Write that down.
That's probably already in the ingredients.
Wait, what? Ew.
Dude, yeah, I had Arby's for the first time in like 12 years.
You should
like,
hate
I remember
that
a month
place.
And a half
I
ago.
I actually hate that place.
Oh, it was
okay, I will
terrible.
Die on the hill that their curly fries are fucking delicious. Everything
Arby's
else is a
bad,
war crime.
So here's the thing, right? Here's the thing.
How can
I,
you fuck up curly fries, though?
I had Arby's about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. I remember telling you guys in fucking... In the group chat on Twitter.
Yeah, I do remember seeing that.
Their fries, while good, taste like every other curly fry from fast food place. Like, Jack in the Box curly fries are identical to Arby's curly fries.
They probably get them from the same
curly
fry.
Probably,
fry
yeah. You don't have to go to Arby's to get curly fries. You can go somewhere else. But the thing about Arby's is, like, it's expensive for trash. Like,
I hate Arby's.
If it was, like, $1.50 for a fucking beef sandwich, then, like, okay. Like, I'd understand. It's cheap. But it's like not. It's like $4, $4.50. It's like, I'm not going to pay $5 to have the shits. You know?
I fucking hate Arby's.
Guys, I don't think Yummy likes Arby's.
People spend more than that on stool softener.
Yeah, wait. Why do people take like things to make them shit? Literally just go eat up Arby's.
Constipation?
Meal. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you could do that.
Dude, being constipated sucks.
Yeah.
I've never been constipated. I think I've been constipated when I was a little baby, but. as an
a little
adult.
Baby.
I never have.
My stomach
I was constipated
solid.
As a child. That shit was awful.
You just can't? Like, just nothing happening? You just feel like dookie time?
Do you, like,
time,
feel like you need to
time?
Shit, but you sit down and you can't?
You feel like you need to shit, and then it feels like you're getting stabbed in the stomach.
It feels like somebody's fucking you in your ass.
Yeah, it's not good.
I want to be constipated after that. I mean, you made it sound real good.
Yeah, with a knife.
Okay, well, I don't know about
with
that.
With a knife that's twisting and turning and pulling.
Yeah.
I'm still sold.
Anyways. Yeah, bottom of the line, Arby's is actually true. I remember we've shit talked Arby's a lot on just on the podcast, on recording, and everything.
It's not that bad.
They deserve it. It's so bad.
Cheddar is pretty good.
Ew.
No, it's not.
If you buy an Arby's franchise, you're a fucking loser. Like, go do something else with your money.
Dude, you guys eat Subway. Arby's is better than Subway, bro.
I haven't had Subway in over a year.
Wait, who eats Subway here?
I eat Subway sometimes.
No, you don't. It's wet-ass meat. Why do you want to eat
that?
Once I discovered local places that make sandwiches, fuck Subway.
Or even, like, Firehouse. Like, if you want a chain sub.
Yeah, Jimmy John's Firehouse, it's better.
What the hell is a chain sub?
I don't think I have a Firehouse where I live.
It's a chain.
Like a chain.
I want a foot-long chain-link fence sub, please. Extra mayo.
Chain-link fence. Sub.
Let me get the dog leash special.
No Rottweiler, please.
Hold the dog. I would just like the leash. I would like to watch you hold the dog, though.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Can I tell you guys about my dream last night?
No.
Okay.
You want to tell us?
Are you
Man,
going
I'm thirsty?
I had a dream that I was in hell with Satan, but somehow I became like friends with him. We were cool. So I was in hell.
It's not surprising.
But I was cool with Satan. He was like doing shit for me. Like he gave me like this big suite to stay in, and there was like a. There was like a tux in there, like a fully
I think he
done.
To fuck you.
I guess, yeah. No, he was, but we were like chill, and we were like sitting. There was like a cafeteria in hell. We were like everybody
he
was eating.
You probably burped in front of him. He was like, "God damn, boy, you my friend now."
No, but yeah.
He's a southerner.
I remember in my dream there was a cafeteria and like everybody was eating down there. I guess for some reason in hell, there's just lunchtime.
They gotta eat. Everybody gotta eat.
Come eat your daily gruel.
But I was sitting next to Satan, and we were like chilling. He was like punching my arm, and we're like, "Yeah, fucking yeah, dude."
He's giving you third degree burns
from his fucking 5,000 Kelvin hands.
He always wants to give you an Indian burn. He's one of those friends.
Yeah.
Are you friends with like 8-year-old people?
What? Oh. Are you friends with hot Indians?
Well, no, Soup said one of those friends that always wants to give you an Indian burn.
Yeah,
I have not dealt with that since I was 8.
He's tried to give me an Indian burn on my nuts like 3 times.
Oh, my God.
That would really hurt.
That would.
Speak for yourself.
You'd have to squeeze real hard and twist.
Yeah. Would anyone like an update on my...
Yes.
My notepad of dreams?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, if anybody missed it last time... Whenever I wake up in the middle of the night from a random fucking dream, I roll over, don't even know what's going on in the world, don't know what's happening. I just grab my phone, I start typing away, but the phone's bright, so I barely look at my keyboard, and I really just try my best to see what happens. And I try to write point form stuff that'll just help like jog my memory in the morning, but it never works. So I got like, I have 5 since last time. One was, I opened... Wasp room. It was bad. IFEA. No other context. No other
IKEA.
Context. Just I opened the wasp room. Don't know what that was.
Wasp room.
You were in IKEA and you opened a room and there was a bunch of wasps in there.
I guess so. The next one's kind of a long one.
They are a pretty good home decor. But
I purred on Cooper in dressing room shower. Voss o mist drain. Smitty Droid and I in Malden squat trapped, so we break into old mine shaft to look for drugs and oil.
It sounds like you tried to ride
you
that in
on
German.
A guy. You peed on a guy.
Then, and then under that in brackets, Smitty supports Subway. I don't know
how did you get how did you manage to put brackets around something?
Smitty supports Subway.
Golfing with live Pokemon and alligator. That one's pretty self-explanatory. I have no idea what the next one is supposed to be. PH, Canada 70s Pube Edition at Skeppel. I don't know what that one was.
You should, you know what you should do? And instead of just putting these in like notes, you should just start like tweeting these off the Goons account on Twitter.
I wanted to do originally, but like Danielle's in the same bed, so I don't want to wake her up. I wanted to do voice memos. I feel like they'd be fucking hilarious. But the last one is my favorite because I did not elaborate whatsoever. It literally is just Mokel Reeves, like Michael Reeves, but I spelt it wrong. No elaboration whatsoever on what that meant.
I can imagine your girlfriend just wakes up and you just are like, I pissed in a shower. Yeah. Support Subway.
PH, pickle, sandwich, mountain, butt crack.
Michael Reeves.
I'd be single very fast. She would absolutely leave me. Well deserved. Yeah, that's the update for the list. It doesn't happen every night. It's just, I won't even remember it in the morning. I'll just like check my notepad and be like, I wonder if I wrote anything. And then I'll see it in the morning and be like, what is this?
Well, yeah, a lot of the time you wake up from your dreams, you won't remember. Because you dream 40 times a night.
That's because you're running out of brain juice.
Exactly. I need more brain juice. I got to touch
up.
Have you ever sleptwalked?
My sister used to. She went in the pool once, so they had to put a bell on her door. Yeah, my parents put a bell on her door.
She wake up when she went in the pool?
I don't think so. I think my parents had to go get her.
Is she still in the pool?
Yeah, she's still in the pool. We haven't retrieved her yet.
She's sleeping in the pool.
She's been sleeping for 15 years.
So we put her into the eternal pool slumber.
Yeah, I just tweeted about this a couple days ago, where like the reason that you go into paralysis when you're in REM sleep when you're dreaming,
yeah, so you
is
don't
like
hurt
you don't
yourself.
Act out your dream. Yeah, but some people don't have that. That's why they sleepwalk.
Mm-hmm. It's mostly
sleepwalking is very dangerous.
It's something
people usually
goes away with age. It's usually like a puberty thing.
Sleepwalking,
especially
it
can
be induced. Really weird. It can be induced from trauma. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and stress, anything like that. But that's like a bunch of sleep related things can do that. So,
and like, there's no like real cure, but like you can go to therapy and it can help.
Yeah, yeah. Sleep is fucking wild. There's
really
a lot
strange.
Of crazy shit. But yeah, that was that's my dream update. Yummy, what was your dream? You're saying you had a weird one the other night?
Yeah, so I dream about stuff that's going on like in my day-to-day life almost all the time. Like just
that's
really
so
random.
Annoying. I hate that shit.
Yeah. Really random like shit I have to do that I'm stressed about always appears in my dreams.
Yeah.
So I'm moving within the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to get all of that figured out. And side note, I called a moving company today. They quoted me to move from Las Vegas to Tennessee, $15,000.
Holy fuck.
Yeah,
Fucking way. Dude, you can buy one of those, like, pods.
Yeah, wait, why don't you just rent a U-Haul?
I got a pods quote, and it was $7,000, and then U-Haul I haven't contacted.
Yeah.
But how much shit do you have?
Nothing. I have, like, a bedroom and an office. That's it. But the thing is that's just moving companies, I'm pretty sure, like, are abusing the market. Since
absolutely.
I moved from California to Washington, which was about 800 miles, it cost me like $700.
It's so bad, right? It's really bad right
Maybe
now.
Maybe just
that's
right
like
now.
Vegas insane. Or the lady that I called, she was talking to me and she was like, yeah, what we do for out of state moves, we don't use our own company trucks. We rent from Penske, and the price of the move depends on the price of their trucks. And right now their prices are the highest like we've ever seen them.
So what she was basically saying is
what
wanna,
I can do myself. Yes.
Yeah. If you want to be smart, cut out us, the middleman, and go rent from Penske.
Yeah. I was going to say, just get a fucking U-Haul. Yeah.
I say, just sell everything, sell all your shit and then go to a river and just jump in and see what happens.
I'm actually going to sell stuff. Cause I don't want to drive a Penske and then tow my car behind the big moving truck. I think that I would have an aneurysm.
Sell your
driving
car,
on the
buy
road.
A new one. You don't need to fit.
Dude, I'm...
How about you just let me fly out there and do it for you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Goons road trip, helping Yummy move?
Mm. We could do that.
Yummy moving vlog? Mm.
Okay, me and Soup going to help...
you can stay home.
Me and Soup going to help Yummy move? Actually, when is it? When are you moving?
Very soon. Very soon. Well, I'm like within like 5 days.
Okay. Well, damn. I can't help you.
Okay.
I'll be at a Tyler Creator concert.
So if you're moving, if you're confirmed moving, what do you have? Did you just buy the fucking $15,000 trip or?
No. I'm going to call after this podcast, actually. I'm going to call U-Haul and probably order some pods and do that and then drive some stuff over.
Dude, that's fucking insane. Imagine being like a family of four having to leave where you live because the cost of living is too expensive. And then just getting hit with a $20,000 charge to move your house.
Yeah, that. Like, yeah, it's...
It'd probably be more if you had a full house to move.
That's so scum.
Oh, it would be. It's
probably
cheaper,
30 grand.
It's cheaper to leave shit and go buy everything new all over again than...
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, for real.
To pay 15 grand to move it. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, just like fill up your car with whatever you can and then just fucking sell everything else.
Save like your shit that
PC
has
and,
meaning to you. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then just sell everything else. That's fucked.
Yeah, that's ass.
Yeah.
But very ass.
I mean, you are moving really far, too. Like, that's literally across the United States.
Yeah, it is pretty far.
Yeah, but still, it's like, there is a million different, like, things like U-Haul, where it's they have little things all across the country, so it doesn't
all
even
the
matter
storage,
where you're driving.
Yeah,
it doesn't even matter where you're driving. It really
trucks.
Shouldn't.
There's a lot of truckers that listen to us. Any truckers want to just...
Help
come,
Yummy
come to my house and
come to Yummy's house, dox his address, put it on the internet, wipe your balls on his kitchen counter when you get there, never
the
tell
same,
him.
I don't think people, I don't think there's like, I think your chances of meeting somebody like that is like
what,
less
weirdo?
Than 1%.
Who,
yeah.
Who rubs your balls
I think
on your
it's, I
counter?
Think it's like, I think it's like 4 out of 10.
I've met people like who, and you know me, I'm private as fuck with my shit. Like, I don't show my face or anything. And I've met people, and they knew who I was. And I
well, you have the people that would willingly want to do it, and then you would have the people that would probably accidentally do it, not like not even thinking.
Yeah, that is
it, like,
true.
Not malintent.
But that's not a weirdo, you know. That's just
also McNasty. Yeah, to be fair, you are in a pretty wealthy area, so like the odds of having like some cracked out weirdo who just happens to watch our content is a lot lower.
Yeah.
There,
well, I also don't
like,
ever go outside either, so my chances
yeah, you're
are.
Gonna have like 17-year-old who is, you know, in 13 different colleges.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason people like ever know who I am is because I don't really have a problem telling people I do YouTube, and then the conversation continues like, oh, who are you? Like, oh, and then oh, my son subscribes to you, and then oh, you know, his son's there, and then he just like comes over and like, hey, do you know who Mangasty is? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then that's really where it comes like, oh my god. Because I don't really have a problem telling people who I am. It's just like one person.
Yeah. One of my friends spent quite a lot of money on a car, and he's pretty private about shit. And the fucking dealer, like the guy that was selling it to him, his son was there and recognized him and like asked for pictures and shit. And you like can't say no because you look like a dick. Because like a lot of older people don't understand. So he had to take a picture with this kid while he's spending a large sum of money on a car, and I feel like that's just, if you're private, that is like a nightmare, because a lot of YouTubers don't like anyone knowing about shit they own or anything like that, which is fair.
Yeah, the thing was cool is like when I met that kid, he wanted to take a picture with me, and I was like, no, I don't take pictures, and he like fully understand, and his dad was even like kind of on him about it. He was like,
well, yeah, if his dad was there, it makes more sense. Like sometimes kids without parents around are shitty. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he didn't have to. Once I told him, I was like, oh, I don't want to take pictures. He's like, oh, that's cool.
Whenever I was in Vegas, a kid came up to me and wanted me to write soup on his arm with an ink pen. And
fuck.
And I did it. And I was like, as I was doing it, I'm like, man, this is kind of weird. Like,
why an ink? Who just carries around like a
like
pen?
A ballpoint pen?
I think that's just all he had on him or
like
whatever. I don't know. But it was
feather
like,
and like felt pen.
And I was like, bro, I hope your quill. Parents aren't just like looking over at like some long-haired fuck drawing on their kid.
He's drawing a cock and balls.
Was it like a young kid?
I mean, he wasn't like super young. He was like, I don't know, I'd say like 13 or 14. Yeah.
Yeah, it's still weird.
That's wild that a 13-year-old watches
that's
soup.
That's still
EDP. That's worrying. Well, Soup didn't send him a picture of his fucking turds, McNass. He just wrote his name on him. Simmer down
true.
There.
The fact it was with an ink pen, though, like
yeah, not even like a Sharpie, like just a fucking like a ballpoint pen.
Like I feel like I would have just been like, "Are you sure you don't want a picture?" Like I don't
like
really
I'm one sneeze away from drawing blood.
What if he had you like a
giving
pencil?
Him a tattoo?
Yeah, he just hand you a tattoo gun.
He gives me an eraser.
Gives you a brand that's just fucking burning hot.
Pulls it out of his back pocket that's on fire.
It's your logo.
I don't know if it's legal to brand children.
I mean, if the king consents,
well, there's really a problem in this country if you can't.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It's fucking Joe Biden's fault, dude. Joe Biden.
Yeah, honestly.
No matter how old you are, you should be able to create your own brand.
Yeah, I miss Trump's America. You can brand kids all you want. Fuck them.
It's Trump's America.
It's Trump's America.
Red hot steel on my son's ass cheek with my name. Tell the priest what's mine.
Jesus Christ.
Anyone else got anything exciting?
I never got to tell you about my dream.
Oh, that's right.
We got sidetracked completely.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the whole moving thing, I had a dream about me moving, but instead of me being in a car or a moving truck, I was in a floating bicycle. And
what the fuck?
I was riding across
E.T., yeah.
I was riding across the entire country, and like for some reason, and I don't understand how or why, but I knew what states that I was in my dream, even though it just like the scenery made no sense at all.
You were just flying over a map, just like pink and purple states.
There was a tornado, multiple tornadoes that happened when I was in Mississippi, and it was like, dude, this shit is gonna sound like I was on drugs before I went to sleep, but I promise I wasn't. They like pink and purple and green and red and blue tornadoes like just flying
sick.
Past me. Yeah, no, it was sick.
And it's like tornadoes if they were in Cocoa Melon.
Cocoa Melon tornadoes. Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Continue.
I was trying to wrap my head around that. Okay. So I was just like untouched, unfazed by these tornadoes, and it was like happening all around me like crazy. I was looking like left and right, and trees and bushes were bending over entirely and like touching the earth, and I was just having a good time floating. And then I wound up in a swamp, walked by some alligators, and then
you were at Soup's house.
Those were the golfing alligators.
I was at my new house is pretty much what happened.
You were in a swamp. Your house was in a swamp?
Did you move into Shrek's house? Why are you in a swamp?
It was past a swamp. It was past a swamp in a city. I skipped part of the story because it got a little dark for a second, but there was like a dead person, and then like somebody got arrested, and it was just really confusing. Beyond all of that,
dreams are so weird.
It was a very strange dream for sure. Then I just ended up home.
I have dreams sometimes where I get accused of murder. Like I'll be in a situation where there'll be me, somebody else, and then the other person will kill the other person, and then they leave, and I'm there. I'm like trying to be like, you know, oh shit. And then
that's literally
come
happened
and,
to me. That's the really? Same thing.
Yeah. One time it was Seth MacFarlane.
What?
I don't know why.
Fuck?
Like somebody killed Seth MacFarlane. I was there, and I was like trying to be like, oh no, Seth MacFarlane, like, are you okay? And he was fully dead.
He was just
gone. And then the cops showed up.
Three?
The cops showed up and they handcuffed me and put me in the. They're like, you motherfucker, you killed Seth MacFarlane.
Sounds like a South Park episode.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird.
What a weird.
Let's make it happen.
Dream.
I've also had dreams where I've lived out the no Russian thing from Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, that's
dude.
That's a weird one.
Jesus.
And I'm like actually doing this shit. I'm just done with the big old MG49 or whatever.
I mean that mission has aged well. At least that's something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
lived on my heart.
I had one that was similar to yours, McNasty, except the cops were like spawn camping outside of my house, and as soon as the person
spawn
died,
spawn camping,
they were spawn trapping me. I opened the front door, and they were like guns pointed at my face, and got arrested. It's bullshit.
That sounds just like a regular cop at a house.
Yeah.
No. Like,
did you spawn at the house?
Huh?
Did you spawn at the house?
No, I was in the house, and somebody died, and as soon as I tried to leave, the cops already had guns pointed
just
at my head.
Bopped you in the head.
Yeah, I had a dream that I was driving home one night, and I saw like a chopped up body on the road, and I tried to call the cops about it, and they just didn't care. They were like, yeah, we'll find it when we find it. Just like, it's not a big deal. And I'm like
South
freaking
Carolina.
The fuck out. Yeah, I'm like freaking the fuck out. Like, there's a chopped up fucking body on the road. And they're like, it's fine. Calm down, sir. Like, just all nonchalant.
Yeah, just relax. It's just a rotting corpse on the side of the street.
And then they were like getting to the point where they were like suspecting it was me or whatever. And I was like trying to like yell into the phone, but they couldn't hear me. And they
you
were
can't
like getting
yell
mad at
when
me.
You're like dream. Apparently, that's supposed to like wake you up if you're like yelling in your dream.
Yeah, well, I was like trying to yell into the phone, but they couldn't hear me, and they were getting mad at me.
I've had that before, like trying to yell.
Yeah, or it's running, like or trying to punch. Trying to punch in a dream.
Oh my god, it's impossible. It's impossible.
I hate that.
It just don't work.
I actually have had a couple dreams where I've like fully beaten somebody up, but I don't...
Oh, you've given somebody an ungwallop?
I don't think that the punch was actually part of the dream. I think I was just... They were just getting beat up by my fucking, I don't know, telekinesis or something.
Like I was just going like, all moonshine wizard on them.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sleep paralysis or anything like that?
Yes.
Or like couple lucid times. Dreams?
Couple times.
Yes, yeah, both.
I've had a couple lucid dreams too. Never like long lucid dreams, but I've had ones
nah,
where
me
like.
Neither.
I just, feel like it'll be a like huge... a. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
My dog's barking. Go ahead.
Okay, well then I'm going to interrupt you. I feel like there's a huge misconception with lucid dreaming. I feel like people think it's like you do whatever you want, like fully kind of thing. Which I don't know. Maybe if you're fucking cracked at it. But, like, mainly all it was is, like...
You're just aware.
Yeah, it's, like...
Like, your dream gets created first, and then you become aware in that dream.
Shit's still kind of happening around you, and you can kind of control it. But, like, you'll be like, man, I want to be on a roller coaster. You can't just, like, in your dream, like, snap your finger and you're on a roller coaster.
Yeah. Poof into like a...
You almost have to build, like, a narrative of how you would get to the roller coaster. So you're like, here I am driving my crocodile down the street, and, you know, however you want.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not, I feel like it's not, it's over glorified. I feel like
my weirdest sleep experience, which I still to this day don't know if it was actual sleep paralysis or what it was, but, didn't see anything, but hallucinated that I was awake for like 5 or 10 minutes before I actually was and was like freaking out.
Yeah, I have that.
Like panicking for some reason, but I was still asleep. I thought I was fully awake. And then I heard my name like get whispered from the corner of my room, and then I actually woke up.
Yeah,
I've had that a couple times too.
Yeah, that would not be it.
You know what really helps with that kind of shit? Having a dog.
Really?
Like whenever I've had dreams where like I feel like I'm laying in bed and I'll hear something, and it'll be like somebody saying my name or somebody making like just an abrupt noise. I wake up and my dog is just fully asleep. Like she would not, if she heard anything like that, she would freak out, start barking.
Yeah,
so like when you wake up, it kind of solidifies that it was just a dream.
Yeah.
Well, that's or good, having an RPG bedside.
Yeah, or just having like, an AK-47.
RPG bedside would be quite useful as well.
Yeah.
Anytime you hear a noise, you just shoot it down the hallway.
Boom! Like half your house is just gone.
Just one creak of the house from like heat coming on or something. You just fire off.
The house is just like, it's like a brand new house. It's just like that adjusting
the
phase.
Just settling.
Yeah.
Can't be no demon in the corner if there ain't no corner.
Bro, imagine a robber goes into a house and they just get blown the fuck up by an RPG.
I feel like you'd probably get in trouble for that too.
I feel like that's excessive force. Like
what, bro? Just having an RPG in your home, ready to go.
Are you allowed to have that? Is that illegal in America?
I don't know.
Dude, I would imagine
fine,
that's
bro. It's fine.
Well, you could just blow him up with Tannerite.
Yeah.
Make like a Tannerite claymore.
That's why it's good. You may as well just wire your whole house with explosives. So if at any point,
actually,
you need
no,
to just have
you
the
can't
kill
do that.
Switch.
I do know booby traps are illegal. I do know that. You cannot set up a house, even if you are just trying to do security. You cannot set up like a fucking one of those shit pits that they made in Vietnam in your front yard
with like spikes at the bottom.
Yeah, like you can't do that.
Just instantly infected all across
under
your
my
entire body.
Mat. It's just a fucking pit of death.
90-foot drop.
Yeah, you can't do that. I do know that part. What I was gonna ask, so I feel like I might have asked this before, but I can't remember, and then everyone in the comments will yell at us when we talk about it again anyway. But have you guys ever woke up laughing from a dream?
No, but I woke up crying.
What?
I woke up crying.
I don't
a
think
times.
I've done either of those.
That's
I woke
depressing.
Up shitting last night.
Okay, that seems like something different.
I woke up like slapping my bed because I thought there was a snake in my bed.
It was just your penis.
It was just my giant wiener like wrapping around my neck while I was sleeping.
Yeah, that's
like
why
restricting
you feed it.
Air.
Otherwise, it'll eat you.
Yeah, he hasn't been getting any pussy.
That's why you gotta put Cheez-Its in your pee hole before you sleep.
I woke up laughing a couple times. One of them, I don't remember what happened. I just remember I do remember it. I remember I was driving by this local movie theater, and there was nothing else different about it. It just looked like real life. But I was driving with Critical, like penguins. and we were driving by street lights, and one of them was just randomly silver. I don't know why, it was just silver.
And that made you laugh?
No, he did the fucking, let's go, baby! And just, like, yelled, in his, yelled in his voice, and I woke up laughing, and I was like, what the fuck am I even laughing at? But the other one was fucking bizarre. I was having a dream, I was in my backyard at my parents' house, and my whole family was there, and it was kind of a fucked up, like, super dark dream, but for some reason, I didn't feel, like, fear or anything. I was just in my backyard and we were just getting executed. And I got shot in the back of the head and it made me laugh.
What?
When I woke up and I woke up
sweet
and I was
release of death.
I woke up and I was giggling. And I was like,
just
what
pissed
the
it
fuck?
Wasn't real.
I was like, what the fuck, man?
That would freak me out a little bit.
I was just like, what? Like, I started laughing again after because I realized I was laughing at the fact that I just got my brains, like my gray matter splattered all over my mom's backyard. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a weird one.
I've dreamed entire movie plots before and, like, wrote them down. I don't have them anymore.
Did they
but
look
I,
like my notepads, or were they actually,
no,
like,
they were legitimate, like, full-on, like, 1,000-word page of
I feel like I could do that with some
plot.
Of my dreams. I feel like I have, like, it's usually about the end of the world. I have a lot of end-of-the-world dreams.
Mine, what the fuck? That's what mine was. And Leonardo DiCaprio was, like, the main actor in my,
oh,
my dream.
Sick.
My
like,
dream
hey.
Is always like I'm the protagonist.
You,
like I know for sure
write,
I can never
don't
die.
Look up? Or just look
maybe
up,
I did.
It?
Maybe I did. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. But the thing, the kicker was, I think it was inspired by Shutter Island or something like that.
Oh.
Because
yeah, I
mean, by the end of the dream,
Island.
By the end of the dream, he like killed somebody, and it turned out like all the post-apocalyptic shit that was happening around him was all like in his head, and he was like, he was a psycho, and he didn't know it.
Oh, that's
he,
like, actually
went to, he went to prison for the rest of his life.
That's actually kind of a sick concept.
Dude, yeah. I like one of my favorite things to do if I'm high. Like, usually I freak out and I get real
eat
paranoid.
Cheetos.
But I had this one experience where, like, me and my friend, we were at a bar and we were so fucking stoned. And we were talking about, like, movie plots or whatever. And we were, like, trying to, like, do this movie plot where, like, Siri is listening to you and, like, tracking everything you say, which is kind of already true.
Yeah,
but
I was
the movie
say,
plot,
that's not a, that's just reality.
Well, I mean, it's already true, but the movie plot was like some guy figures out like that Apple is like running some insane like world domination scheme. It's like, and we were so fucking stoned. We're like just trying to piece this like story together, and like we go into like the headquarters of like Apple, and it's like Steve Jobs
just
like, hooked
Tim
up
Cook.
To like some fucking octo machine. And he's like, "So you figured it out or whatever?" And I was like, "I've been
expecting
you."
And then he died
you.
Of prostate cancer
yeah.
immediately.
Yeah. It's like the game was rigged from the start.
What a weird. I mean, I feel like that'd be fun as fuck though.
Oh, it was so funny.
Well,
we were
I
just
feel
like
that'd
laughing
be a good
the
ass
whole
time.
And we were so high, we started on the sequel before we ended the first movie.
The sequel was actually the prequel.
Can't think of an ending. Let's just write a whole nother movie.
Pretty much.
What is the dumbest shit you guys have done while being high?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Oh, man.
Threesome.
with
another yeah, that's dude. A fair one.
Threesome yeah. with another dude.
Yeah, that's a fair one.
I've never really done anything that's
I don't
stupid.
Know. I was never yeah. really. I mean, I've gotten high in my life, but I was never. Whenever I get high, I just sit. I just sit
yeah.
and don't do anything.
Yeah, mine aren't very exciting. It's just like really stupid shit.
Yeah, I don't understand how people can get high and then just immediately have a ton of energy. I don't understand. That's weird.
I mean, I it definitely doesn't make me more tired. I guess it depends on the strain, but I mean,
I
really
it makes
don't
me like
smoke.
I can't. I don't even want to walk. I just want to sit and just.
You don't want to walk out. Anyway. It's just you're normal. What do you mean?
In Boston for PAX, I was crossed, yeah. and we went to like some
yeah.
Korean buffet place, and I poured like they ordered a bottle of wine, and I like poured it up the sleeve of my jacket.
Okay.
And then I, yeah, I don't know, dude. Sometimes
how do you
I get
pour
real,
up?
I don't know.
Sometimes I get really primal and dumb acting.
Like, that's what it'd be. Yeah.
It does. Are you the liver king?
Like, I want to fucking, I want to gamble and drink blood and eat glass.
And throw rock at building because shouldn't be there.
Yeah, just dumb.
Should
just
be
dumb
forest
shit.
For monkey. Mad at like building.
I poured like a bottle of wine up the sleeve of my jacket, which was really dumb in restaurant.
I'm confused on how do you pour up a sleeve? What does that mean?
I was holding my arm up and pouring the wine into my
sleeve. So you're pouring it down your sleeve.
Sure.
Whatever, bro. Gravity.
You pranked.
And then we went into like a convenience store, and I picked up a bottle of hand sanitizer, and I did a shot out of it.
Oh, why,
bruh.
Dude?
My dad knows somebody
around,
that died
I'm
doing
around
that.
A bunch of fucking YouTubers, and I'm trying to just be a goofball.
Yeah.
I'm a AFFiver.
Dude, I woke up the next morning. And I was in the bed, like, sideways and backwards, and I don't even remember getting there in this random, like, Airbnb, and I immediately wake up, and I'm like, why the fuck do I taste Germex? And I'm like, on the
fact that you could, like, pick up that taste and be like, yeah, this is my brand, what it is.
Why do I taste Germex high strength? What the hell?
That reminded me, what you said reminded me of, like, one of the worst experiences I had when I was high, like, from waking up after being high. I was in high school, and my friend had, like, just,
high
like, THC oil pills. And
oil pills?
Yeah, there was, like, just straight THC oil. It was just a pill. I took it.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know you could do it that way.
I got really high, and he didn't have milk to make Kraft macaroni and cheese. Oh, my God. It makes me sick even thinking about it.
So you guys came in it?
He used, like, 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise. And
I've heard about people doing that.
That's worse than soups thing.
Don't do it. Whatever you do, do not do that. I was so high. I was so high I ate it and I couldn't even taste it. It tasted like normal macaroni. I woke up and it felt like I had like the tightest knot in my neck of all time. Like in my throat.
God and the devil
are
raging inside me.
Like my throat was literally closed up and I couldn't breathe and I was on the brink of throwing up and I felt like shit for like 2 days straight from eating 3 tablespoon mayonnaise macaroni.
I ate a bologna and bacon sandwich one time when I was high.
That sounds good.
Sound that bad.
It was pretty shit.
Doesn't sound good, but I feel like there's a lot worse thing. Like, it's not like you're like, yeah, I ate my cat out last night.
I just had nothing else to eat, and I was like, fuck it.
I saw a picture of a bologna sandwich the other day cut in half. It was just bologna, cheese, and white bread, and man, I wanted to eat the fuck out of it. I don't know why. Weird.
Bologna will never taste better than on a lake. I'll tell you that.
Wait, you got a point.
You put the bologna on the lake, let it float.
What about after you're swimming and you put some chips on the sandwich too?
Dude,
you got like grandma fingers.
Bro, food does actually taste better after you just went swimming.
It does. Swimming. Dude, if you're out on the water and you come and eat, it's just like
dude,
a whole
like going swimming
world.
For a while, like maybe an hour or something, and then getting out and then eating like a sandwich with chips and like a really cold soda. Yeah, God, just fucking. That just
dude,
sounds
I bet,
better
I bet
than doing
Michael
that.
Phelps. I bet Michael Phelps was fucking living life.
Oh yeah, when
remember he got in
high?
Trouble back in the day for smoking weed?
That's
like that
so
was like
funny.
A real big deal.
Uh-huh. They almost took his like, fucking like, medals away. For
Michael Phelps is smoking weed. Oh my God,
it's performance enhancing.
Because you know his diet is like fucking nuts. He eats like 10 pounds of spaghetti and like 2 cakes a day. Just because he can, because he swims all the time.
I don't understand why
he was
stoned
after swimming and just chowing the fuck down.
Just win the fucking Olympics and then just eat a bologna sandwich with chips.
I really don't understand why they wanted to take his medals
TV.
Like he was cheating.
Ain't nothing better than this.
Yeah, no, it's
marijuana
weed. Like if
has never made anyone fast in their entire life.
Exactly.
It has done none of that. I don't fucking understand it.
Just stupid boomers, dude.
Yeah. I feel like
they
I haven't
see drug
done
and think it's bad.
I feel like I haven't done anything too stupid while being high other than when I got really high at Jay's and I think I almost died of a fentanyl overdose.
Whoa!
I feel like I've talked about that.
You take Xanax?
Yeah, I've talked about that before. No,
I've definitely talked about it on the podcast. But yeah, I'm like 80% sure I almost died. But, Jesus.
You've had a couple near-death experiences in your life.
Oh, I feel like I almost got
I have,
one time as well.
Which is very odd because I live in like a very safe place and, you know, don't have anything crazy going on. I don't do like crack or anything. Yeah. I don't know. But
speak
for
yourself.
I feel like the only super.
I think he did. I don't think he was speaking in general. I think he was talking about himself.
General
chicken with rice.
There we go.
Oh my God.
I feel like the
you
only
guys are
super
best
dumb
friends,
thing
aren't you?
I did while being high wasn't even that long ago. It was in Boston last time I was there. and me and John were waiting for Grizzy to get ready, and John and I were just talking, and I opened up a water bottle. I don't know why I did it, and he was watching and just didn't say a word about it while it was happening. I opened up a water bottle, took the cap off, and just held the water bottle upside down while talking to John and dumped the entire thing onto my mattress. And don't know why. And I just put my hand down, and there was like a puddle. I was like, what the fuck is this? And look at my water bottle, and it was just completely upside down with no cap for some reason.
What the hell?
John just didn't say a word when it was happening. He just let it happen, so I slept in
it. He probably thought that you do that like normally.
Wet mattress.
He's probably like, oh, he probably does this all the time. Yeah. Yeah, I can't sleep unless I'm sleeping inside
of water.
Unless
my mattress is soaking wet.
This reminds me of my mother's womb.
Unless I feel like I'm being waterboarded, I just cannot get a wink of sleep.
Ever since after the war.
When I was high, I spent $90 for 2 bites of mashed potatoes.
What the fuck?
Did you order a bunch of DoorDash and then eat the mashed potatoes and fall asleep and all rotted?
We went to Texas State, Brazil, and I had 2 edibles after.
Oh,
like,
you have that where you live? I have that here too. That place is fucking good.
Yeah, well, too bad. I don't know what it fucking tastes like because I was too high and I didn't eat anything.
You should try it. Try it before you leave. Go like today or tomorrow or something. Try it again. It's
okay,
really fucking
good. I actually do want to go back because I was so high. I was too scared to even go in the restaurant because my friend was explaining it to me and he was like, they come by with these big pieces of meat and they carve it off on your plate and you tell them if you want it or not. And I was like, I don't know what that means. I've never done that. I don't want to do it. So we just like, we literally walked around the restaurant like 3 times because I didn't want to go in. And then he was like, dude, fuck it. You're going in. And I was like, okay. I don't know what the inside of the restaurant looks like. I don't know. Like, I have no memory of like the inside at all. I looked at the ground the entire time. And apparently the waitress, like after she got my drink, stopped even like acknowledging that I was there because I was like basically unresponsive to what she was asking me. And I had like 1 bite of mashed potatoes at the beginning of the meal, and then it was like placed across the table, like
their mashed
literally
potatoes are fucking so good too,
literally 2 feet from me. But I was so scared if I picked it up I was gonna drop it and break it and everybody was gonna know that I was
I'm pretty
high.
Sure it comes in a metal tin.
So I never asked my friend to pass me the mashed potatoes. I never tried to grab it. I never did anything. I just sat there so fucking high, like melting in my chair, and then we left and it was $90.
Yeah, it's
that is a bad.
I was so fucking high. It was
please try that place before you leave, though. That shit is just like beyond good to me. And it's like not. I mean, it's expensive, but it's not like.
I mean, Brazilian steakhouse in general are the best. Fucking Picanha, bro, best fucking steak ever.
Oh, it's so good.
I love Picanha so much.
Picanha,
very good. You watch Guga Foods, you'll learn about Picanha.
Bro, Guga's the fucking best. I love Guga.
He's a beast.
Yeah, Guga.
Booba.
Bro, Guga's fucking legend.
Best YouTuber.
Is that a baby?
I agree.
Is he a baby?
No, he's a big old Brazilian guy who was big old karate guy, and then he just decided that he likes making steaks, so he just...
Today we're gonna make some steaks.
Yep, and he, like, does a bunch of weird shit, so he'll, like, try fucking dry aging it in, like, peanut butter or something weird.
Oh, I have seen that guy before.
Shit. Yeah,
I've seen
that guy. He has another channel where he just sous vides random things.
Uh-huh.
Like sous vide everything, I think it's called. Yeah, Guga's a fucking beast. I like DiGiovanni as well. That guy's
pretty cool too.
Good food.
He's got some.
How do you guys feel about Liver King? I've been seeing him a lot lately, and he bugs the fuck out of me.
What? I don't know who the hell that is.
What is that?
You don't know who the Liver King is? What the fuck? Just Google the Liver King.
Is he in the Dream SMP?
He's like this big buff guy. No, he's literally the opposite of that. He's like he's this big buff guy that literally just eats raw meat all the time. And he like,
wait, I've seen this guy.
He goes on like hunts and shit, and then he like talks about the benefits of like.
Is he on steroids?
You're like, what? How have you never seen him? Dude has 37K.
Oh, really?
He's like 20,000 views 9 days ago. No, I've never seen
him.
I've seen him
all the time on like TikTok and stuff. He's probably, he's a lot bigger on like TikTok.
Go on TikTok.
I didn't know he had a name.
He's just.
Does he do steroids?
Guy. Oh, I don't fucking know.
He eats
probably
raw meat.
Yeah.
Dude, he looks.
But his whole family eats raw. He like makes his family. He makes his like fucking 10-year-old son eat like raw liver chunks.
Is he a fucking golden retriever? Why does he eat raw meat? What a weirdo.
He's just one of those guys where it's just like, oh yeah, raw meat is just better for you than if you just cook it.
It's actually not. That's like one of the biggest advancements in human civilization.
He's like our ancestors ate raw meat, so I should eat raw meat.
Yeah, was learning to cook meat and be a lot more calorie efficient with our foods.
Yeah, his argument is always like, our ancestors ate raw meat, so I should eat raw meat. And then
our ancestors also died at 26.
My first thought in my head is like, the ancestors that ate raw meat probably died because we continue to cook the meat, and the ancestors that cooked the meat continue to live. So it's like
he looks like he has a giant tumor in his stomach.
Oh yeah, he does steroids.
He's built like a house.
That's like the big easiest way to tell if somebody's on steroids, if their stomach is like crazy bloated.
Yeah,
I forget what it's called, but there's like a chemical reaction when you do steroids in it. Yeah, it just makes your stomach like round as fuck. Like you look like you're pregnant, but with a six pack.
Look like King K. Rool.
Yeah, literally built like King K. Rool. Yeah, that's
and he's just nasty. Always just beet red too.
Dude, that is somehow like I would actually rather be obese than look like that. Like easily would take being obese.
He's so red.
Yeah, he's red as fuck. He looks like a tomato.
Oh my god, dude, he's actually pink. He looks like Mr. Krabs with no shell.
Larry
on.
The Lobster.
He's been eating raw meat so long he's turning raw.
He's turning
himself.
Into a big piece of fucking ribeye. Yeah, oh dude, there's god, no dude, way it's disgusting. Healthy to be that red. His dude, blood yeah, pressure is probably 195 over 210.
The whole like eat raw meat, eat meat, don't eat meat, eat veggies. Dude, who
shut
gives a
the fuck?
Fuck
up?
I I'm going to eat copper wires and no one's going to fucking stop me.
I wouldn't doubt if you did. Dieting is so overcomplicated from like what we're taught and shit compared to what you actually need to do. Like fad diets and all that shit are fucking retarded.
Yeah,
literally eat just kale for the rest of your life.
No, it's so stupid. You can eat chicken wings every day if you want to eat chicken wings.
I'm ready to play a human shit.
You can
only,
not
the
do
only
that.
Diet
actually,
that's
bad.
The only diet that's viable is just calorie deficit. That's it.
Well, that's because that's the only real way to like stay a healthy weight. Yeah, and lose weight. Like everything else is just a fucking like keto works great. You will lose weight. You will lose water weight. You will probably look less bloated. You'll feel less bloated. And then the minute you look in the direction of a carb, you're fat again. This is like, it's so fucking pointless.
It's also a lot of those fad diets is really hard to keep up with like just macronutrients because you're missing out on. Yeah, if you just cut out a whole foods group, you're missing out on a lot of shit.
Yeah, there is absolutely no reason to count your macros unless you need like the only macro you should be counting is like protein if you're like a gym
Bald
dude.
Peanuts.
Well, the reason keto is so huge and it's so...
Because you can still eat like shit.
Because you can eat, and you can lose a lot of weight. Like keto is like one of the biggest.
Until you feel sick and still lose weight, but
exactly. I've done that. Like on keto, I've had big, huge, fat meals full of meat and like veggies and stuff, and then
it's just lose pure weight. Gluttony.
Just yeah, I feel like if you eat diet, in moderation, you can do whatever as long as you're still active. And
literally,
not.
You can just eat chicken wings. Just eat 1,600 calories of chicken wings and fries instead of 2,600 calories of chicken wings and fries every day. So you could literally eat whatever you want. It's just, I don't know. It's so annoying because so many people are too scared to diet or don't want to do it because they're like, I don't know how to count macros. I don't know how to like do anything. It's just like, it's just.
You can't blame them as much as you should blame the culture of people who promote that shit.
Absolutely.
It's definitely a societal thing for sure.
Oh, 100%. It's absolute dog shit. That's
why
so many people are
fat. We live in a society, Batman.
Well, the things you hear, you know, like there's so many things that still stick around to this day because of stuff that people said 100 fucking years ago that doesn't apply to
like fat
shit today.
Being bad and shit. Like
eating raw
fat.
Liver.
Yeah, you have your family that, that
eating
just...
eating raw liver.
You have family generation after generation that just passes down this bullshit. And then you eventually get to the point where you just have kids that just believe in dumb shit.
Yeah, there's motherfuckers who will take the crust off their bread because they're scared of carbs. It's like, bro, what are you doing?
What are you, 5, you little fucking pussy bitch?
Eat a little uncrustable
eat
sandwich.
Eat the end of the bread. Eat the bad end.
Eat
I know,
the bag that the
I know
bread
an
comes
adult.
In.
I know an adult. A full-grown adult that still does that.
My dad does that because he's obese and heard somebody say that carbs make you more obese. So he'll like cut the crust off and like proportion his bread, but then he'll eat 19 sandwiches. It's like, motherfucker, eat the crust and have one sandwich. What are you doing? Yeah, it's just, I don't know, there's so
eat
much.
Nothing but crust. Become the crust.
Yeah, only crust sandwich.
I feel like...
Buy a loaf of bread, throw away the middle parts, just eat the ends.
The middle part. Just throw away all the good stuff, keep bread crust rings.
Only keep
crust
the... What are they called?
The
duodenum?
Best part of pizza.
The who?
I don't know, what are the ends of the bread called?
The medulla oblongata.
A bread end? It's just a bread end?
Banging crustables, crustaceans. There's a name for it.
The crustaceans.
The heel of the bread. Heels.
Where did you get medulla oblongata from that?
I didn't, you said medulla oblongata.
You said the oblongata first.
I said duodenum.
You said umbabla.
That's a body part.
You said the ungualop.
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 Praise Allah.
Okay.
I agree.
Podcast over time, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Are we ending? Yummy do the outro.
Yeah, yummy.
Thank you guys for watching. If you like Gamer Subs, use code Goons or God Yummy. And if you want to have us do more podcasts, we're going to do it anyway, so it doesn't matter what you do.
Why are you doing the outro? You're not even a part of this podcast.
This guy's not even on payroll.
Thank you for having me
download
be the host.
Download on Spotify. Download on Spotify.
Oh,
I didn't even know you could do that.
Remember it used to be Goons and sometimes Grizzy? Now it's Goons and sometimes Yummy.
But we also just had Grizzy on. It's just Goons and Friends.
Yeah, Grizzy's been on 2 podcasts. Out of the 70.
Goons and the Other People.
Yummy has been on 3.
My favorite podcast is Goons and Other People sometimes.
Goons and maybe an additional person.
All right.
Okay.
Please continue to download on Spotify. You guys are killing it. Thank you so much
for supporting
us. Yes. Have a good one.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.